Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 95 of the Milk Bar. And a new voice to join us this week, Natalie Cooper. Hello.
Hello, Jason.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I am very well too, thank you very much. Right, first of all, before we welcome you properly, I want to say thank you very much for Claire Diamond, who's joined us over the last few months whilst Zoe's disappeared into the ether. Of course, we've had Nina standing in as well. But now Natalie is here to join us. And I've known you for what, must be 5 years, maybe more.
I'd say 8, maybe.
It's a long time.
It's been a long time, yes.
You don't look old enough as per the conversation we're having off air.
I'm not old enough.
Well, there we go. So, you celebrated your birthday the other week?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Did we tell people how old you were?
You can tell everybody how old I am, I don't mind.
21.
No.
22?
No.
23?
No.
32?
Yes.
Okay. So, just so you got a mental picture of Natalie, you can build that up for us. And you do a bit of singing, don't you?
I do tend to sing a bit, yes.
But you won't do it tonight because your throat's a little rough.
Yeah, I drank a bit too much wine yesterday, so...
Give it a miss.
A bit hoarse.
We will get you to sing at one point during the next few weeks.
Screech, okay, maybe. In the next few weeks, that's fine.
No, we'll build up to that moment.
Okay, we'll build up to it. All right.
And in fact, you've performed on a number of occasions for me. You once sang at Molyneux.
I once sung on the pitch.
Yeah, centre circle.
27,000 people.
That's quite exciting,
isn't
it?
It was.
Yeah, very good. So, we will be hearing all more about you and your life and the gigs you have as we make our way through the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, though, let's find out what we've got coming up on the show this week. We have Alex Carter. He's giving us a shout. Now, we've spoken to him once before.
Yes.
He plays Lee Hunter in Hollyoaks. Do you watch Hollyoaks?
I know him better as Jamie Hope.
From Emmerdale, yes. Well, we did cover some of that last time. We're going to find out how he's getting on with Hollyoaks because he's filming his scenes for Bonfire Night last time we spoke.
Right.
And I think it was something like September or October. They work a bit of time in advance, but he just rejoined the soap. So we'll see how he's settling in there.
Sounds fun.
Also, we'll be hearing from Dave Jackson, who is sat just to your right. Dave.
Good evening, everybody.
How
hi,
you doing?
Dave. Hi.
You like manipulating photos?
I do.
Short of blackmail, we'll be finding out more about that a bit later on.
Look forward to it.
And we also have music tonight from Tyburn Drop. We're having a chat with their frontman, Chris Leach, very soon. But first of all, we're here from Mike Coop, who not only gets involved with the Patting and Bells Room, where he's on the committee, but he's also one of the Chad singers who have an event taking place at St Chad's in Pattingham this coming Saturday. Mike, hello.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Tell us more about this event this Saturday, Mike.
It's a bit of a special one, actually. The Chad Singers have been going for 10 years this year.
Mm-hmm.
So our musical director, John Fellows, thought he'd like to do something special. So the result of that is the concert that we're doing on Saturday, which is this Saturday, April the 9th.
What kind of music do you do, Mike?
Well, we normally do quite a mixed stuff, actually. We've got a repertoire of, I think it's about over 200 songs now. So we do show stuff. We do a bit of John Rutter, you know, with sort of choral work. But this time, we're really challenging ourselves, and we've got some quite difficult pieces to do, actually. So it's taken a lot of work, but it's coming together, and I think we're going to get it there.
Because it's the middle of the year, nearly. Well, I've got very much, but you know, it's not the sort of time you expect maybe singing events. So I suppose you're more used to performing at Christmas, a few nice, easy Christmas carols.
Yeah, we always do a Christmas thing, which again tends to be in St Chad's Church in Pattingham.
Mm-hmm.
And then we usually do. It's normally about midsummer. We do a last night of the proms night, which is a fabulous night, you know. But this one we thought we'd do two this year, one in April. Because mainly because the anniversary is around that time, and then we're going to do a summer one probably around about sort of September time, I would imagine.
So if you don't get a chance to pop along to this one, a second chance to see. But tell us about how to get tickets for Saturday night.
Well, the tickets are on sale at the moment through a lady called Gladys Jones. She's on 700 393. That's an 01902 number, obviously.
Yeah.
But if failing that, you can just turn up at the door and buy them on the door itself.
And okay. How much are these tickets, Mark?
They're £7.50, and that includes, at the interval, a glass of wine, and we're also going to have a special birthday cake being made, so it'll be a piece of anniversary cake as well.
Well, I do like cake, and I think we've already established that Natalie likes a drop of wine. So.
I do.
The other thing that's happening, which we don't normally do, actually, we're calling in a few guest singers, and also we're going to have Mike Richards, who is a classical guitar player. He's going to play four pieces for us. And we're also, there's an ensemble coming from the girls' high school, and they're going to do, there's a couple of flutes and strings, apparently. So we're going a little bit upmarket this time, so it should be pretty good, nice mixture of things.
So, well, we're getting along. Gladys is the young lady to have a chat with on tickets, 01902 700393, price at £7.50. We'll turn up on the door. Atom Chads, what time does it all start again?
7.30.
And that's on Saturday the 9th in Pattingham, so fairly easy to find. But you've got an event coming up in September, as you mentioned. This time, much more choral, but what have you got planned next time round?
Well, again, for the first time this year in September, it's September the 23rd, 24th and 25th.
That's a lot of singing.
This is something slightly different. It's actually a scarecrow festival.
Okay.
It's something we've never done in the village before, but I think that's going to be quite an event.
So encouraging the whole of Pattingham to pop a scarecrow on their front lawn.
That's it, yeah, and then there'll be a trail that people can walk around and have a look at all the different ones, you know.
Are there prizes?
There will be, yes.
Okay. I think Natalie wants to move to Pattingham as well, so you never go to the scarecrow thing. So, how much of a response are you expecting? Will there be hundreds?
I foresee that it's going to be quite an overwhelming event, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We haven't actually really. We've just started publicising, but. I think it's going to be quite an event.
Well, know. The local charity shops are going to be done for clothes, I'd have thought. They're going to be.
It does take a bit of planning. In fact, on the church website, we've actually put a page now in, and it says how to make a scarecrow. So
there are guidelines. Is there anything you're not allowed to use, or? Does it have to be straw stuffing?
It doesn't have to be, no. Mm. But that's
highly flammable, isn't it? So you need to be careful.
I just have visions of a mannequin turning it with a rather natty outfit on as an attempt to scare the crows.
Yeah. But the other thing we did, we got on that event, on the Friday night, we're going to have a folk evening. We've already booked the act for that. That's a group called Bedlam that come from Brood. So, and we've been to watch them, actually, and they're pretty hot stuff, so... On the Saturday night, because it's harvest time, we're going to have a harvest supper.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Sunday, there will be special events in the church, including a special harvest evensong as well. So it's going to be a nice mix of things, you know.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it should be, actually.
Give us the church website if people want full details on all the forthcoming events for the Chad Singers and maybe also the instructions on how to make their scarecrow.
Okay, Chad Singers, we're on www.chad-singers.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
And the church website is www.pattingham-church.org.
Pattingham-church.org or chad-singers.co.uk. Check out all the details there. And, it'd be interesting if you could then perform dressed as scarecrows. I think that might be the last option, maybe, for the Sunday night. That might work.
Yes. It's we're leaving the theme open, as it's the first year, so there's going to be... We're going to let people be creative on their own rights, you know.
There's going to be quite a few Wurzel Gummidge and Aunt Sally's, I'm guessing, but it should be rather good.
I think a few of the village personalities will get done as well.
So you're looking out for three or four Mike Coopies on the street, just as a level of popularity there.
Well, my idea is I've got an old Try and Feral 1969, which, you know, open top thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, if I fill that with scarecrows, then I could drive around the village in it, you know. Get the publicity going that way.
Sounds like rather good fun. Mike, cheers for joining us. Let me just speak to you.
Okay.
Keep us posted on how it's going. And closer to the event, we'll have to talk more about your scarecrows.
All right.
Cheers. Ciao for now.
Bye.
Time to take our first track from our featured band. That's all. You fancy a bit of music?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's take a listen to Tyburn Drop. This is Rip It Up.
Start again. mama, that say you, say me, say you, say me. Got a little bit of something, and I've got a little bit of nothing. Now I'm sitting with a headache, trying to pour out another mistake. Say you, say me. Why won't you say you, say me? Why won't you say you, say me?
Rip it up from Tyburn Drop.
Excellent.
Now, we're joined on the phone by a gentleman who we spoke to a while ago, Alex Carter. You know him more from his days at Emmerdale.
Yes,
as
I
a postman.
Do. Jamie Hope, was it?
That's the one, yes.
Yes, I do. I remember him.
Currently, as is Lee Hunter.
That's correct. Yeah,
yeah. In Hollyoaks. I've just, you know, last time we spoke, I did promise I would watch Hollyoaks, and I managed 10 minutes. That was about it. But Alex Carter, lovely to talk to you. How you doing, mate?
I was feeling a lot better before your introduction, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure Natalie was a fan of your legs when you were wearing your shorts.
I was. I must admit, I was.
Oh, crikey, when I got my Greek legs out.
Yes,
yeah, horrible.
Love
big hairy things. Crikey. Anyway, how's it descended to filth already? How's that happened?
I swear, it's just the fact you were talking to you, which I think makes all the difference. But there we go. Yeah, you were shocking last time. So I know last time around we were discussing you snogging some bird from a moment away.
Down under.
Yes, but what's been going on in the world of Hollyoaks then? I take it they've renewed you and you're still in it.
Yeah, don't sound surprised. You have no idea how bad at acting I am, do you? That's the thing.
I honestly have not managed to see you on Hollyoaks. I did after we spoke, I did watch. I remember being in a hotel room, having gone away for the weekend somewhere, and suddenly Hollyoaks Omnibus appeared on screen, and I thought, I'll see whether Alex is in this. And you weren't.
That's how we get most of our viewers. They don't have much choice. It's piped through, isn't it? Thanks for the effort, though, Jase.
I did try. So what's been going on with your character, then? Because you had returned from being a student somewhere, and
yes.
You're now back in the real world. Does this mean there's some exciting, juicy storylines for you?
No, I'm still being a student. I'm like 28 years old playing a 22-year-old, so it's rather embarrassing. And I'm snogging 19-year-old girls, so yeah.
And still being paid for it?
Yeah, still being paid for it, yeah. Not a bad life. When I put it in those terms, it actually sounds all right.
Well, we were just talking about Natalie, because you celebrated your 32nd birthday, and you were asked for ID the other week. So.
I was, on Saturday, yes.
So, you know...
Was the person complimenting you, Natalie, or did they genuinely believe that you were 17?
They genuinely believed that I was under 18, and they got three colleagues to come and look at me, so I had to stand there while they were all ogling me to see whether I was over the age of consent to buy wine.
Did you enjoy the ogling? Did you enjoy it?
At first I did, yeah, but when they kept calling people over and saying, what do you think? I was like, okay, is enough? Enough's enough.
Enough's enough now, isn't it? Yeah, fair dues. Crikey, you must look young.
I do. I only look about 15, don't I?
It sounds a bit pervy, doesn't it, when you talk about that? I didn't mean it.
It does when you do it. The rest of us were fine. But there we go. We'll have you in the Sunday papers before you know it, for all the wrong reasons rather than the right ones. So is there much celebrity lifestyle going on as well for your good self now?
Not really. I'm not really big on that. I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. This is rock and roll, isn't it? I'm just bedding some a chilli plant.
Bedding a chilli plant? Did I hear
yeah.
that right?
Well, I'm sowing my seeds, actually. It's chilli seeds. I'm just putting it on my patio.
So you've got an allotment on your patio, pretty much?
Well, yeah, kind of, yeah. I've literally got one hand in compost and the other hand on the phone to you. Rock and roll, eh? Sex, drugs and pot plants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although in this case, it is only of the chilli variety.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I've not really been a big fan of going to parties and openings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I try and get my hands on free gear, but all the girls at work get free clothes and things like that, but the lads never get it, which is a bit of a shame, isn't
it? It is. Discrimination.
It is indeed, Natalie.
Last time I bumped into you is that you were down for the football, weren't you? You came to watch a Wolves match with your father and brother.
Yes, it was atrocious. wasn't it? It was Wigan.
I don't want to think about the result. I was just going to gloss over that bit.
Sorry about that, Jason. But it was great there. You got to meet Steve Bull, though.
Yes.
Absolute legend.
You were impressed with that. You got autographs as well.
Yeah, photos and autographs. He's a proper legend, isn't he?
He's a top bloke as well, is that, Steve?
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah, he was surprisingly normal, wasn't he?
Down to earth, he is.
But the same could be said about you.
No.
Yeah, being a TV megastar and all that.
I don't really think I'm Steve Bull's calibre, though, have I?
No, I never said that, but... there's no way you ever get. I mean, he's appeared on Question of Sport and everything, so, you know, that is a real accolade.
Yeah, sorry.
But, so, what is going to be happening in future for your character in Old Hollyoaks? Is there anything we should know about on the way?
Yeah, well, I kind of got a love triangle going on.
Really? Saves me having to watch it, this does.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's a psycho. But the thing I like about it, she's not like a murderous kind of psycho. She's just a day-to-day psychopath, you know what I mean? She's just a bit mental.
Just like a normal girl, then.
Yeah, just like a normal girl.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
My ex-girlfriend. So it's quite nice, and then I've got kind of a love triangle going on with my new girlfriend who's got two kids, so it all gets a bit messy. But it's just general stuff. I don't get the real meaty stuff in Hollyoaks. All the sex, drugs and rock and roll, like my real life.
And you compost.
Yeah, I just get the sort of light bits in between, I think, Jason. So I'm not really selling it to you, am I?
No, you've not caused me to want to go off and watch it, to be fair. So
if you've got nothing better to do at 6:30, get involved.
So are you on pretty much every day, though? Are they working you hard on the storyline?
Kind of. It's how they film it is you'll be in strong for 2 weeks and then you'll be out because it takes so long to film.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're busy, it overlaps, so they can only use you so much, really. So even if you're in 12 hours a day, all the time, you're only sort of in 50% of the episode. Sorry, that was quite a serious answer, wasn't it?
There's
no punchline at the end of
none
that.
None whatsoever.
We've gone quite sorry, serious here, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah,
sorry, Jason, I was just letting you know.
You'd be telling us about your equity membership before you know it. And,
yeah, I've got a cracking pension. The equity pension's fantastic. I put a pound in and work put two in. How good's that?
That's brilliant.
That is good, isn't it?
That's not a bad deal at all. So are you doing pantomime or anything this year? Anything lined up along those lines? Because I can see you doing that. Your cheeky little face, that would work.
I know, a lot of people have said that I'm built for the role of Buttons, but I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know. Because when you're working, you kind of don't really have a chance to, but I might be leaving in a few months. So.
Really? You're off again?
Yeah, I just kind of get itchy feet because I've been doing it for 10 years.
Is this an exclusive?
I suppose it is, yeah. Yeah, I've not really spoken to anyone about it.
Have you told your boss yet?
Yes, yeah, of course I am.
Okay.
I'm going to be selling it to you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'll be on the dole or in panto.
So you've not got anything lined up for after Hollyoaks?
No, you can't really because you're working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, certain people might be able to get work, but I need to audition for it and things like that. So I've not really. No, so I think I'm gonna sign on for a bit.
You're not going to try and break America or?
Oh Christ, no, no, thank you.
is there not a singing career?
No, God, no, you're just making me feel sick talking about it.
Dancing on ice?
Yeah.
That'd be good, again. No, he's got the look for that.
He has.
Oh, no.
And the legs.
Look? What do you mean by that?
Something slightly gormless.
Yeah, exactly. 2 years out of work and I'll be chomping on crocodile, in the jungle, I'm sure. But from now, I'd rather not. You know what I mean? I'll stick to my pot plants, and that's all right.
What would your ideal job be then? If you know, what action role would you like to go for? Next? That was, again, a serious question, that one.
I don't know. Anything.
Horticulturist.
Yeah, exactly. Alan Titchmarsh's life story. Something with an end. It's really weird, actually. I can answer that seriously, because in a soap, it's just never-ending. It'd be, I can't wait to just do something, a play, or one episode of Casualty, or anything, just with an end.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry about being serious.
No, but being the unknown face in Casualty pretty much guarantees a good explosive scene as well.
Yeah,
of some variety,
exactly.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Fancy that.
Yeah. No, we will look forward to seeing whatever there. Do you know how your character is going to exit this time from...
No. I don't know if I'm going to get killed off or not, to be honest. I might be.
Do they have many deaths in Hollyoaks?
Yes.
Do they?
Yeah.
Everybody's always
I thought it was all supposed to be pretty young things, though. No.
Loads of deaths.
It doesn't necessarily mean the end. Somebody died last year and they got brought back.
Yeah.
How did that one work?
Oh, they did like... They sort of said... They had a flashback where at the time he swapped his body for someone else or... It's not very confusing.
Right, well, where's Hollyoaks set? I thought it was somewhere real, not in the future.
Chester. Yeah.
So they do body swaps in Chester?
Well, I don't know. It happens all over the place.
Was that Warren?
Yes, it was.
I wondered why he was back.
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah, because he died. He died on screen, and then... Yeah. So even if I get killed off, I shouldn't be talking about this on there, because I'm sure if the producer gets wind of this, he'll just kill me off. So, anyway.
Well, it all sounds like an exciting few months ahead. And yeah. A bit
come
strange.
Come and see me in Panto. I'll try and get a Panto down in the Black Country, shall I?
That'd be brilliant, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, and then if you get me some work in there as well, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, me too.
Have you two ever done Panto?
No, never. No, someone we did once threaten. I've never done anything proper professional. No, I have. No, that's not quite true. I've played at local radio, but no, I've never had the urge to take to the stage like that. I've hosted a few things at the Grand, but never had to learn lines because I don't think I could.
Oh, yes, you could.
Oh, no.
Couldn't.
Oh, dear. Well, so good luck with that one. We do look forward to seeing you in Mother Goose in 2013 at the Grand Theatre Wolverhampton, possibly.
Definitely, Jason.
But other than that, look after yourself in the meantime and don't let them singe any important bits if they do kill you off in Hollyoaks, OK?
All right, cheers.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that.
Bye, Alex. Bye. Can we have some more music, please?
Yeah, OK. Yes. You want more from Tybe and Drop?
I do, yes.
Right, this one is Wildside.
Thank you.
So cyber clays the channel. Don't know where you're going. Others say it's showing. Do you like the weather? Floating like a feather. The grass is green growing. Others say it's showing. She said, so what about it? And I said, what did you say? All those things we talked about. It was just the other day. And still I wasn't sure, but I went along anyway, waving at me left and right. Just another crazy day. Come sit on the wild side with me. Come sit on the wild side with me. Come sit. Heading for disaster. Should've stopped snowing. Had no way of knowing. 22 and broken. Should've kept your coat on. Final thoughts sinking. People now listening. She said, so what about it? And I said, what did you say? All those things we talked about it. It was just the other day. Still I wasn't sure, but I went along anyway, waving at me left and right. Just another crazy day. Come sit on the wild side with me.
Wildside from Tyburn Drop. And to join us on the phone now, Chris Leach. Hello, sir.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. I've just been in the pub having my dinner.
That's the way to live, isn't it?
It's been one of those days, so I thought I need to go in the pub and have a few pints.
Which pub and what are you eating?
I'm in the Dog and Gun in Tettenham.
Yeah.
And I'm about to have a big bloody burger, to be honest with you.
And it wasn't buy one, get one free. You're not eating two of these things, so...
No.
I think I once did that in a Wetherspoons pub. It was like two Lambergers for $2.99 or something.
I've not been to a Wetherspoons in ages. Yeah. I need to take one a visit.
Well, I've grown out of that, I think. I'm getting old now. But there we go. So, last time we spoke, you were in a band called Red Already.
I was, yeah.
You're not now?
I think it's sort of gone our separate ways, really. And the new project that I want to talk to you about is a band called Tyburn Drop. We've only done about 5 or 6 gigs so far, but we're sort of progressing our way through at the moment to getting a bit more interest. So it's going quite well.
First things first, Tyburn Drop. What on earth?
It's a bit of a complex one, really. Tyburn, for those who know the history, is where people used to go. They were hung, basically, in London in the old days. It's a bit of a morbid fact, really, but... They used to refer to people who had the Tyburn Drop or a Tyburn Jig. It was like the little dance that their legs did while they were being hung.
Lovely. How tasteful.
It's a lovely little fact. So we thought, we'll go with something like that.
Does this reflect in the music in any way?
What, being hung? Yeah. No, it's not like being hung, hopefully. We'd like to think we've got a bit of a broad range, really. We've got... So people that like grunge, people that like rock, and we've got my brother Phil, who's a jazz musician as well, in the band. So it's certainly a broad spectrum, but we had to sort of cover a few sort of different genres and see what people think, really.
Mm-hmm. So we've been hearing the music, and NASA's been tapping a foot along to it.
I have,
which
indeed.
Is good.
Yes, I want to hear more.
So you say you're gigging, 5 gigs so far. I mean, you've been playing many places around the Midlands and beyond?
We've played a few in Telford. We've played a couple. We played one, when was it, last Friday in Birmingham, played the Rainbow, and we've got a few more lined up along that. We played Katie Fitzgerald again in Starbridge in May, I think, as well. But I think most of our time is going at recording at the moment. So we've got sort of like rough recordings, but we're actually recording a full EP at the moment, so we've got about 9 or 10 tracks that we're going to be releasing hopefully soon.
Mm-hmm. And where do you see this one going? Obviously, hopefully not quite the same way as Red Already, but...
Just more of the same. I mean, I'm one of those... I just love... sort of being on stage. I love, you know, the whole sort of live sort of aspect of things, so, you know, long may it continue, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you're enjoying yourself. So Natalie is a singer as well, and she's
indeed.
You tend to do cover versions, though, don't you?
I do, yes. I'm just like a pub and a club singer, really.
The joy of being on stage that makes a difference for you as well?
Yes, it is, yeah. I like studio work as well. I like to have a bit of a change every now and then, because too much stage work can get a bit tedious, and, you know, but...
What sort of stuff do you sing?
People describe me as soul kind of singer. So
a bit of a diva.
Yeah, kind of. A bit of modern day soul and also a bit of old soul as well. So a bit of everything, really. James Brown and, yeah, anything.
Very cool.
Well, if I ever there's a chance of duet, that could prove quite interesting.
It would be interesting.
Well, we are sort of kind of grungy, but a bit bluesy and a bit sort of funk as well. So we cover a few areas.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Well, we're going to take a listen to another song from you. Before we do that, give us full details of your website before your burger goes cold.
Yeah, if you... I'm just having a start, it's fine.
Starter as well.
Yeah, I know.
Classy pubs in Tettenham, that's what it is.
It's only garlic bread, don't need nothing to do that. Anyway, yeah, for those of you who want to check us out, we're called Tyburn Drop. And if you want to check us out on MySpace, it's myspace.com/Tyburn Drop. We're also on Facebook as well, so give us a like on there. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, well, we'll sit back and take a listen to another tune. This third one we're taking from you, Licorice.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this song, because we all, let's get rid of the feeling of the way the songs work in your head.
It's sort of a moody, sort of, our attempt at like a moody prog song, really. It starts off very low, very down key, and then builds up into a bit of a sort of loud, shouty chorus, which I quite like. So.
You enjoy doing a good shouty chorus.
I like a bit of singing, a bit of shouty. That's my ideal. So.
Chris, cheers for joining us.
Not a problem, Jace.
Thanks, Chris. Stop it here.
Okay, so.
Knock it back, breathe it deep. It's a taste of time. Love my fate, I don't know why. After this, what's coming now? Sure, the wise man, he knows best, yeah.
Now, we're joined live here in the studio by Dave Jackson. Hello, sir.
Good evening. How are we all?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Hi.
I'm very well, very well.
Another recent birthday celebratee.
Yes, it was 21st on the 26th of March.
And an injury for yourself.
Slight injury caused by my best friend. Bought him a drink, which I thought was the fair thing to do.
Yep.
And he then smashed a glass on my knuckle.
Intentionally? Or
intentionally, yes, unfortunately. But he's been... He's been abused for it. He will never live it down. So. But that's the way it goes. These things do happen.
At least it gave you a night to remember, even if it was mostly spent in A&E getting five stitches.
Night to remember and a scar to remember, but it's all good for a good story, isn't it, in the future?
nothing stopped working because of it.
Well, not quite. Not at the moment, anyway.
That's good.
Wait and see.
Mm-hmm. So, tell us a bit about your recent photography work, because you've been not only taking photos for fun, but also you've been doing some photo manipulation to take what's there and available on the web and turn it into something much more exciting and interesting.
Yes, well, I'm a massive Wolves fan, mm-hmm. and I just generally like to take photographs of anything in general, but had my iPhone in December, I think it was,
yeah.
and it's the piece of technology that I don't think anybody who's ever had an iPhone can live without.
Mm-hmm.
And the different applications you can buy, I personally enjoy manipulating photos, especially of the Wolves, to put on show for everybody on Twitter.
Yeah, because you now have a Twitter feed, which is called
Weekly Wolves Pick.
So at Weekly Wolves Pick.
That's it.
PIC.
That's it.
And you can check out your work on there. But yep. And there's even been tributes to, when Wolves players have made their way into the England squad as well.
Yeah, I mean, just great to be a Wolves fan and to see Matty Jarvis get the call up, and it's great to have a memory for it, really. I mean, I personally like the photos, the way I've edited them, and it's great that other people seem to like them, and the more the followers, the better, really, yeah, to see more pictures.
So how many followers have you got?
Well, so I'd like to say in the thousands, but at the moment, I think I've got about just under 100. So
you've only just started, like you said.
It's a good start. So the more the better, the more people can see it, then I'm sure they can enjoy it, really. So it's good.
Now, when you're starting out with a picture, how do you end up deciding what to do with it? Because the number of different applications and things you can get, and some of the photo editing software, there's quite a cornucopia of different things you can do, aren't there?
Well, I like to make the Wolves players, or whoever's scored a goal, let's just say, as the main focal point of the picture. So I'll literally turn the picture black and white, and then bring back the colour into the specific player of the shirt that they're wearing at that time. So that's the main sort of starting point, or the foundation of what I do, to edit the picture. So it's good.
And work your way through from there, and do little touches and enhance bits of it.
Make the colour brighter, or just show a certain specific colour, but I mean, having the nicest coloured kit in the whole of the football league, it's easy to do,
and it stands out as well quite nicely,
doesn't it?
Good, we like that. So you've been doing this now a few months, and you've started to build up a few followers. Is this something you're trying to get yourself noticed for, then, to maybe turn into a career? Because you have a very nice day job at the minute, don't you? Working for one of Wolverhampton's finest.
Well, one of Wolverhampton's finest, sponsors of the North Bank, Birmingham Midshires.
Yep.
I'm on commission, so...
and looking at their logoing even as we speak.
Yes. I mean, it's a good career to be at Birmingham Midshires, and it's opportunities for the future, but I've always been quite artistic, so studied art at school and studied art at sixth form, and it's something that it's good to have as a creative side. So if you can earn a few pennies from something in the future,
whether it be I mean, maybe sell some of your work on, or if people are looking for getting some of their photos from weddings, birthdays, whatever else, all sort of put together in one place and merged together, pretty it up a bit, you're the man to do it,
I guess. So
so all you gotta do is find you on your Wolves Weekly Picks on Twitter, and you can get in touch that way.
That's it.
And share your photos and share your work.
Any ideas for anybody else that want me to edit a picture for them, or send me a picture, and I'll do it for you.
Yeah, no, we were talking with Claire a few weeks ago. We were trying desperately to convince her to join Twitter, and she really didn't fancy it. How do you find it for as far as communication goes? Because you're the right age group. Yeah, okay, you're not 14, so you're allowed to be going out and doing whatever you want to on the internet. And Twitter's there for you to play with.
I mean,
how many people do you follow?
I follow 100 people. So it's a good amount of people to be able to keep an eye on what's going on. It's good for the news, it's good for your sports updates, it's good to find, well, if you really know, like myself, it's good to find out what other people are doing, and it's just a great way of having just instant information right at your fingertips, really.
What would you say is better, Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter's probably I prefer Twitter, to be honest, because it's just instant. If you don't want to see it, you can just remove it off your screen. Facebook, there's friends' feelings that can get in place.
So you're definitely a Twitter man. And how often do you update then with just your personal feed? Because I do follow you on there. So.
Personally, probably a few times a day. The weekly Wolves pictures can be maybe two times a week.
So not quite weekly, but twice weekly doesn't fit, and it's made way too much time.
Yeah, it's not quite quite rolling off the tongue, does it? Twice or three times a weekly Wolves pick, unfortunately. So weekly Wolves pick was the one that I chose. But yeah, it's good to see it, and I enjoy doing it. So it's good.
Yeah, well, the pictures I've seen there have been very good, and it's worth seeing them in a slightly different format to maybe say some of them were released into the wild originally, and look at some of your own original work too, which is good to see as well.
Definitely.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And once again, how do people follow you?
It's at Weekly Wolves Pick.
So pop on there.
That's all on
find
Twitter.
You that way.
Lovely. I'm going to try and work that out.
So are you on Twitter yet?
I'm not on Twitter. I've tried to go on Twitter and I hadn't got a clue what it was all about, so I just deleted it.
Get some tips off him before we throw
him
out
today. I'm
going to
get some tips, I will.
That'll do the job. So how was your first week then in the milk bar?
Well, I was nervous to start with, but I've absolutely really enjoyed myself, and I hope you're going to invite me back.
You certainly are invited back next week. Thank you for joining us this week. More for episode 96 next week.
Yes.
And you can even find some guests out and bring along some of your friends.
I will.
And meet a few people from your circle of friends.
Yes, can I?
Yes.
How many?
Well, we should negotiate on that one, I think. But there we go. Cheers to all the guys joining us on the phone. And thank you to Dave for popping in the studio. It's good to have you down here, mate.
See you soon. Good one.
Yep. And don't forget, check out his weekly Wolves Pick. And we'll also check out our weekly podcast.
Oh, show me how to use Twitter as well before you go.
Yeah, we'll do that before he leaves. Okay. Right, drop it down.
Bye.
Goodbye from the mill bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the mill bar. Yeah.